A specky man has a breakdown, day 6. Smiling in every photo, wishing I was dead. In case you wondered, I didn't send an email yesterday. I had some lovely responses to previous emails, including great questions, thank you, which I hope to come back to, but I've been pulled in all kinds of directions as I race towards this self-imposed end-of-the-month publishing goal. For instance, I've been trying to set up a shop right here on my website. This has involved complex tinkering, which I enjoy because it turns out I'm nerdy that way. Maybe I get it from my mum's father, who was an engineer. My other grandfather ran a shop with Granny, and later ran the regional Chamber of Commerce, which may explain why I'm so excited about setting up this here shop. Who knows? Anyway, as part of the process, I had to update the website's underlying architecture for the first time in approximately 5 years, which was nerve-wracking, but seems to have gone well. I didn't do it alone, I should say. I sought help. And seeking help is a big theme in this breakdown series. And next on the page, there's a picture of the specky man. A drawing of the seated specky man ruminating and fidgeting in a chair. And the caption says, "Ruminating. I didn't know how to ask." Among other things I've done today is look through photos from the year of my breakdown. There are lots of pictures of me smiling broadly, with family, on holiday, and doing prestigious bits of work. Looking at those photos, you would never guess that for much of the time that year, I wished I was dead. I had absolutely no idea how to tell anybody. I wouldn't have dreamed of it. The idea. As a journalist, I'd done many stories about the terrible aftermath of suicide. I interviewed people who had lost relatives and people who survived after trying to end their own lives. Those stories were uniformly bleak, the interviews and the writing alike. I was not, am still not, a qualified therapist. I had no supervisor with whom to share what I was carrying. On the contrary, I had an editor who said, "Rather you than me," and another who would phone and ask breezily for the suicide correspondent. Ha ha. When I got into hospital, the therapist who took my history conjectured that these experiences might have saved me, though I wished I was dead, from doing anything to bring that about. He may be right. If you or someone you know is struggling, please reach out to a crisis line in your country. In the UK, Samaritans are available anytime on 116 123.